Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Alex and Bryce with your 8am Zedlines. Starting with some local news. A Central Queensland green hydrogen export project has been dumped by its developers following an increased need for government funding. The Central Queensland Hydrogen Project, which was estimated to cost $14 billion, has already garnered $90 million of federal government funding before the state government-owned company, Stanwell, decided to cancel the project. The project was planned to begin exporting green hydrogen to Japan and Singapore by 2029 from its location in Gladstone, with the federal government already spending $20 million on an engineering and design study for the project. Locals believe the project would have grown Central Queensland's economy by $8.9 billion and help create thousands of new jobs. With Queensland Conservation Council's Gladstone spokeswoman Emma Smith saying that she was disappointed the project would not proceed.
Not-for-profit environment group The Wilderness Society has called for the enforcement of federal land protection laws in Queensland after native forest was alleged to have been cleared illegally. The bushland is home to endangered species such as the red goshawk and the greater glider, and it was believed to have been cleared primarily for beef production. Although the clearing was legal at a state level, environmental advocates claim that the land had been cleared without proper assessment from the federal government. Any decision that has a significant effect on the environment, such as land clearing, requires a referral from the federal government's Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act. Environment Minister Murray Watt has admitted he believes that the laws are currently broken and is later holding a round table to discuss reform for the laws.
In national news, a bomb cyclone has formed off the New South Wales coast, resulting in strong winds and heavy rain. A severe weather warning has been put in place for parts of the mid-north coast, Hunter, Metropolitan, Illawarra, Northern Tablelands, and South Coast districts. This includes locations such as Tyre, Newcastle, Gosford, Sydney, Wollongong, Port Macquarie, Tenterfield, Glen Innes, and Tubbalum. Damaging winds and flash flooding are to be expected, with the SES issuing stay-inside warnings for those in Newcastle, Nelson Bay and Forster regions. Qantas is also monitoring the situation in anticipation of flight cancellations, both inbound and outbound of the area. People in the area are urged to pay attention to news sources and cooperate with emergency services.
Australia is set to see its first multi-story 3D printed home as a new project is underway in an outer western Melbourne suburb. The Wyndham property was reportedly 80% complete after just 3 weeks of work. This comes after two 3D printed developments were completed in Dubbo last month, with figures indicating that the technology can shorten construction times by 40%. With the 2024 National Housing Supply and Affordability Council report indicating that 177,000 houses of the 223,000 goal were built, 3D printed homes are now viewed as a potential answer to the labour crisis in the construction industry.
In international news, Western Europe has documented record temperatures as some countries reach as high as 48 degrees Celsius. Average temperatures have been recorded as 5 to 10 degrees Celsius warmer than usual for the first time of year, with the high temperature resulting in extreme wildfires across different parts of the continent. Turkey and France have had to evacuate over 100,000 people due to wildfires ripping through their coastal and inland regions. The strategic lead for climate at the European Centre for Medium-Range Forecasts and Deputy Director of the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service, Samantha Burgess, said that climate change and land warming is directly to blame.
For your weather today, Brisbane is a little blowy, with winds continuing to pick up throughout the day. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.